is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is Entirely Unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. Lindsay Roberts here, and I welcome you to Entirely Unconventional. I am so glad you joined me on this podcast. Today, big surprise, big announcement, big day, big deal, right? Okay, so I have a brand new book called Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. And I'll tell you what, we have had challenges. I don't know about you, but to me, if you're sort of like breathing, I feel like sometimes you're having challenges. I do this podcast in my living room, as a matter of fact. And you know, sometimes you'll hear my cat meow, you'll hear my bracelets jingle. You might even hear a child or two running around, or you might hear a giggle out of the people that are helping me do this. Hey, it's called real life, but those are funnies. Challenges can come at the most inopportune moments, and you have to make a real decision as opposed to, you know, falling down and cratering, or can you get up and be strong? And I believe the Bible says very clearly we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So I want to tell you about what I did in writing this book. I took three particular scriptures, and if you're hearing the page turn, yes, that's what you're hearing. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6:10, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hold on to that one, Philippians 4:13. And here is the final, the joy, yes. We can face life's challenges and not lose our joy. I'm not talking about happy. I'm not talking about sad. I'm not talking about a difficult day. I'm talking about the joy, here's the word, of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, this spiritual atmosphere that is reflected through the Lord, and it is a spiritual element of joy. It's not happy, sad. It's not up today, not so up tomorrow. This is joy. It's not comedy. If you want comedy, there's lots of television programs we can turn on and giggle. But this is not about giggling. This is about a spiritual joy of the Lord. It's a state of your spirit, man. It's of the Lord, and it becomes your strength. This is choosing to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. And truly, I pray this is a blessing to you. And I want to do something today. It may be my favorite chapter. Of course, sometimes I call them all my favorite chapters. But there's a particular thing in the book I want to do today. And I want to encourage you in doing it that perhaps you never thought about what I'm about to say. I want to encourage you to ask God to show you anything that you might be overlooking concerning the strengths He has given you. You know, when you take an application, you take a certain particular application for a job. And in that application for a job, you know, you list your strengths and you put them on that. Sometimes you even have to list your weaknesses, but you put it on there, you know, well, I can type 5 words a minute in my case, and it's with mistakes. But, you know, you type how many words you can type. If you are applying for a job as a cook, I've been a line cook, I've been a sous chef, I've been this or I've been that. And they're your strengths. But that's the way the world really does process things. And believe me, I've done it the same way. But then I want to show you something that maybe, just maybe, you're overlooking. And I went to the Oxford. It's called Oxford Pocket Dictionary of the English Language. And the definition of strength is the quality or state of being strong, the influence or power possessed by a person, organization, or country, the degree of intensity of feeling, of a feeling or a belief, a good or beneficial quality or attribute of a person or thing, a good or beneficial quality. Then I sat down and really I prayed about this list. I really prayed about strengths that perhaps you might be overlooking. And I said, can you describe yourself best by saying, I am before these phrases. I am enthusiastic. I am motivated. A leader, a problem solver, persistent, adaptable. Stop and think about that. If you're getting ready for a job interview, If you're going to do something that perhaps on a job or when you're trying to see if you're qualified for something, maybe it's even, let's say, going on a date. If you are thinking about what are your strengths, you may say, I have this degree or I have that degree, or, you know, I spent a year abroad, or I can speak so many languages. But let me ask you this. Have you thought about a strength being you're insightful? You're a clear communicator. How about this one? You're diligent. You're organized. You know, I have found that being organized is actually a strength. Dependable and reliable, responsible. I'm innovative and creative. You know, there's things on this list that Richard would check off that I might not be as quick to check off. Then there's other things on the list that I would absolutely check off, but he might not necessarily be so quick to check off. And it's interesting because I like to look at it as a strength builder. In the book, I talk about strength builders as opposed to strength stealers. And when I wrote this, I put some things in here, but they're things that I would like when you get this book. By the way, you can go to, discoveryourtruestrength.com. How about that for making it easy? Discoveryourtruestrength.com. Look at this one. Unexpected financial pressure, or perhaps a relationship breakup, or an unforeseen accident, a chronic illness, an unattended addiction, an unintended addiction, devastating loss, a daunting task, great joy that somehow turned into sorrow, a fabulous job that became uncomfortable, unemployment. See, those can be strength stealers that perhaps, maybe, just maybe, you were never planning on. Maybe you were not planning on financial pressure. Maybe you were not planning on, let's say, a relationship breakup. Maybe you were not planning on your job coming to a close, either being laid off, let go, whatever. If you're not planning on it, then those strength stealers will try, I believe, to get the best of you. Now, what I'm talking about, though, when you go to strength builders, can we go back to those three original scriptures? What are they? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. There's a scripture in Isaiah that says, take hold of my strength. Wow, do I like the sound of that. Even in Hebrews 11, I think it's 11:11, and Sarah, the Bible said, received strength. Well, you know, when you think about all those opportunities, we have an opportunity to be strong, to receive strength, to take hold of strength. But I believe, this is my personal Lindsay Roberts talking, I believe the devil wants to make absolute certain that you are unaware of your strengths. You're unaware of the power that's within you through the Holy Spirit. You're unaware of the power in the Bible that talks about the strength that God can attach to. And I think that it is his job to make sure we continually live in a state of, I'm not strong. And I had to learn the hard way, I'll be honest with you. I had to learn that I could be strong. I had to be strong in the face of adversity. I had to be, as a child, I buried a parent. As a parent, I buried a child. I had to learn how to be strong in situations that, to be honest with you, I never thought I'd be facing. When someone told me I had cancer and it was an honest diagnosis, I didn't expect that. I had to learn how to be strong in the face of situations that could be life's challenges. And you know, the one thing I discovered, the one thing that I thought was interesting about the Bible is I have a choice. I'm going to tell you, when the Bible said, choose this day whom you'll serve, when I discovered that scripture many years ago, it was one of the most freeing scriptures I've ever experienced because I have a choice. I'm not a sitting duck waiting for some terrible landing, waiting for, as they say, the other shoe to drop. You know, I'm going to have to look that one up because I don't know what that means, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And whatever it means, I know I've used it for many years. So whatever it is to wait for the other shoe to drop is not a good thing, and I don't want to be a part of it. So when I wrote Discover Your True Strength, I wrote it biblically. I wanted it to be according to the Word of God that I've experienced. I also included things in there of meeting people that I felt like were strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The whole book is not based on my strengths because, you know what, if I based this book on my strengths, there'd be about, I don't know, 3 pages, 5 pages, and you wouldn't want to read them because it's not about me or, you know, how great Lindsay is, because I'm not. But what it is about the opportunity through Christ to attach ourselves to biblical principles that can create a strength in us that also can be attached to the joy of the Lord. And it's something that we can hang on to in the midst of life's stuff. And we'll say it the nicest way. I talked with a lady yesterday. I was doing a podcast, actually, for another lady. And I was a guest on her podcast. And bless her sweet little heart. She had 2 small children. She was running late coming back from a doctor's appointment with the little babies. And she was, I'm going to say, trying her very, very best to be a mom, to be a podcaster, to be a Christian, to do a lot of things. And I'm going to call it juggling. Personally, I thought she was doing a fabulous job at it. She was up and she was darling and she was honest and she was all of the above, well put together. And, you know, it was just absolutely precious to listen to her talk because you know what she was? She was authentic. It's real life that moms sometimes are late. Moms have to take their kids to the doctor. Sometimes those doctor's appointments are late. Sometimes traffic, oh my goodness, this morning we had traffic and delays and just about all kinds of other things. And I finally thought, you know, we might not be able to get these podcasts recorded today. We were in a conundrum about the weather. Okay, it's real life. So what do? You pray and you ask Father God to give you the strength to keep on doing what you do. Let me go back to my list. Are you compassionate? Are you insightful? Are you a clear communicator? Are you diligent, a team player, strong under pressure? Are you, here's an interesting one, are you teachable? You see, I have some of these things in here that I could actually check, and I never really looked at them as strengths. Amazing, we can sometimes realize our strength stealers, but do we take time to, I'm going to say it my way, pat ourselves on the back or take notice or pay attention to our strength builders? And I believe, like I said, the devil, the enemy who walks around to steal, to kill, and to destroy, walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know, that's just his job. And honestly, I think Satan's very good at it. But our job is to know the Bible and look at the Word of God and believe and expect a miracle. I want to read you something. Think about where your life could go with, here we go, with God's help. If you were to maximize the combination of characteristics that you have, where do you think your life would go? You see, some people think being emotional is like, oh, that's such a bad thing. Or you're such an emotional person. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and that's your mind, will, and emotions. Well, if God put it in there, we do want to do it properly so that it glorifies Him. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It may take a little tweaking. It may take a little adjusting. I don't want my thoughts to be my thoughts. I'd like my thoughts to be in line with God's thought. My will, I'd like it to be in harmony with God's will for my life. And what about emotions? Well, you know how that saying, I'm not sure if you've ever heard it, but I've heard it a lot. Your emotions are running away with you. Okay, well, instead of my emotions running away with me, I can do all things through Christ and I can get a handle on my emotions. But it doesn't mean it's a bad thing or God wouldn't have given it to us. It may seem like it needs a little tweaking from time to time, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. I want you to take a look at Galatians. Galatians 5, 22 through 23. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Have you ever stopped and listened to this love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? When's the last time you were given a test about that? When's the last time you had a job interview and they ask you about love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You see, so many times in the world system, it can become easy to overlook strengths and think, wow, I just must not have any. But truth be told, if we stop and we take a look at what the world says and we do all of our, you know, perspective according to the world, I say it this way. It's like going to Goliath for advice on David's ministry. Goliath sees it from a totally different perspective. I want you to see yourself through God's perspective. See yourself through the eyes of faith. My daughter, my middle daughter, Olivia, was in design school, and she was at a very lovely, very nice design school. And it was one of those kind of fancy top-rated, my daughter Olivia is so good at design. But you know what? She never like super thrived on math and science. I super thrived at math and science, but I'm not a great designer like she is. We all have our gifts and strengths. So one day the class had a, I guess you'd call it a project, and she told me about it, and she said it was the highlight of her entire school time there. This class project was very unique. Everybody in the class had to pick a word. They could use a phrase, but I think it was just particularly one word that described each person in the class. And then they matched up the word with the person, and they had to design something according to that word of how they looked at the person and how they looked at their designs. You know, the word they used for my daughter was the word lovely. And if you knew my daughter, you would see that that class hit it perfectly. She is lovely. Her designs are lovely. I'm telling you, they just absolutely hit it on the mark. And the funny thing was, she came to me and she said, Mom, I got to tell you about my school assignment. I said, okay. And she said, you know, I never thought about that word for myself or my designs. Lo and behold, something that everybody else saw was something she never saw. And when it came to my mind, I can't even tell you how much I totally agreed with it. But maybe it was something I never really focused on or she ever really focused on. And Satan was trying to make sure that was hidden from herself so she would not go forth with that kind of confidence. After that day, it was interesting. She had a different kind of confidence. She had a different kind of goal. She did the project, and to be honest with you, they raved about the project. It was absolutely wonderful. Why? Because not only did she find something that was a strength, she operated in it. I want you to take a minute right now and think about what you're lovely. What is it that is a strength that is unique to you? What is it that is something that maybe you never even thought about as a strength? I want you to pray right now with me, and I'm going to pray that God is going to do something I always pray, secret things to be revealed and hidden things to come out of darkness. I pray for you right now. If there are some hidden strengths, if there are some hidden things that maybe the devil has tried to make sure is kept in secret so you don't have confidence in that area, you know what? I pray for God to reveal these beautiful, hidden, lovely strengths in you. It may be the way you communicate. It may be you're an artist and it's the way you draw. It may be the way you cook. It may be the way you operate with small children. It may be the way you're with grandparents. Whatever these strengths are, I genuinely pray for God to bring them to the forefront, for you to see that you really are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're made in the image of God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And instead of listening to perhaps what I would call a lie of the devil, so to speak, instead of that, to listen and believe that you really are wonderfully made and you can do all the things that God has called you to do through Christ, who gives you the strength. I pray that's encouragement to you. I pray for you to be encouraged today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The book is called Discover Your True Strength. To get your copy, go to discoveryourtruestrength.com. And I pray it's a blessing to you. And I pray one thing that I love to say at the end of this podcast. I pray that you discover you really, really know something I believe about humanity in general. You're worth more than you think. Bye-bye for now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it blessed you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.